Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG Pod Overflow, the Cinephobe Cold Opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
You said the OG Pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG Pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG Pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're going to get Amin in those, so you got to listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Zach Harper here. Underdog Fantasy, the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. Here's how it works. The Pick'em game. Pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower stat total in this week's game for a chance to win big. How big, you ask? I'm so glad you asked that question, listener. You can win up to 100 times your money in a single night. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick'em entry. You can also do rivals picks. You can put like Tyrese Haliburton and Jalen Brunson against each other, and whoever has more points, more assists, more rebounds, whatever you want to do, that is your rivals pick. I would maybe go with Jalen Brunson in these playoffs. By the way, in the regular season, Jalen Brunson, scoring tear, going higher on his point totals all the time. Joel Embiid, whenever he did actually play, higher on his scoring totals all the time. Victor Wembanyama, for the next 15, 20 years, here's a pro tip for you, take higher on the blocks. That's right. So you're probably wondering, how do you sign up? Oh my God, listener, you are full of good questions today. Sign up with the promo code DING, that's D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. $250, man, that's a lot. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the App Store. And don't forget to register with our code DING, D-I-N-G, to claim your special pick and first-time deposit offer, up to $250 in bonus cash. Must be 18 or older, 21 or older in Massachusetts, Arizona, 19 or older in Alabama and Nebraska, and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play, call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.ncpgambling.org. Arizona 1-800-NEXT-STEP, that's 1-800-639-8783, or text NEXT STEP to 53342. New York, call the 24/7 HOPE line at 1-877-8-HOPE-NY, or text HOPE-NY 467-369.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it, all while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
Thank you. Yo, we back again, man. Another episode, the Rap Names Podcast. Listen, continue to rate, subscribe, review. You guys been doing a good job killing all of that. We appreciate all the support. Check out all the other shows too, man. We got a pod for 8 days of the week, you know, in my best Money Mitch voice and all that. I'm Mariano, you know the voice, you know the hairline and all that. I'm back on Twitter. If you're listening to this, I am back. Two wins, two O's. It ain't Women's History Month no more, but I still won't be denying your mom money when she asks me for it because I'm just like that. You know, moving forward, we're going to be better. What up, Jerv?
What's good, bro? You know, it's sunny here in Philly. It's wild out here in these streets, brother. You know, I'm maintaining and I'm scrapping and surviving.
I see you, my boy. Very, very timely hoodie you have on there, my good sir. You can't see that or nothing like that, but
you know, I'm counting down to April 20th, my guy.
Yeah, it's very. I'm pretty sure they can probably, you know, piece together the contest clues. You know, they can't see it, but it's very fire. You know, all pun intended. So you know, let's get to it, man. It's just me and Jerv. This is back to the basics, man. You know, that's what we calling it. It's just me and Jerv right now, dog. We kicking it. It's just me and the bro. You know, we got a chance to catch up. I got some reposado right here. I got an IPA in front of me. You know, I'm chilling.
I got something called green mint.
Okay.
Yeah.
Probably came in a nice package and all that.
You know, it's sold in a medical place.
yeah, absolutely. All legal. Yeah. You know that. We don't break the law, none of that. We are very much law-abiding citizens. We promote that on this pod here, you know, on this whole network, on this Count the Dings network, you know. So I'm going to just say this right now, Jerv. Listen, bro, it's not looking good for the bald delegation, bro. And yes, bald dudes, y'all all is a whole delegation. Because if a bald dude won something or he was a champion or something, y'all would take credit for it. So y'all got to kind of answer. Y'all got to answer for this. I ain't going to say you got to hold the L for him. But you got to step to the podium for your boy, Hubert Ira Davis Jr. What's up with him, man?
First and foremost, let me let it be known what set I'm claiming out this joint. It's Duke all day. All right.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, so you're enjoying this.
I'm a Blue Devil. A Blue Devil to the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm 6 feet under or whatever it is. I don't plan to be there so anytime soon. So, you know, what those dudes over there do. Hey, man, listen, it's a cold world out here, and it ain't got nothing to do with me, brother. You know what I'm saying? And you know, I'm still transitioning to team ball. You know what I mean? I've been ball for a little bit, but I ain't really get there yet on the representing all my ball guys. I'm still on team light skin. You know what I'm saying? So
Okay. I got you.
My loyalty stayed to the light skin brethren.
No.
You know.
I respect that. But – so for all of those who may have been, you know, whatever, man, I don't know if you was living under a rock or wherever you was at, but your man, Hubert Davis, you know, they announced him, you know, the whole, everything surrounding is like, oh, it's the first African-American coach in UNC history and, oh, it's big, it's huge, all that. This man gets up there and talks about, you know, what it means to be the first and you know, oh, I'm the fourth this and that. All of this, right? All of this good shit. And then he just comes out of nowhere and says, also, I'm proud that my wife is white and that my kids are mixed, basically. Now, this ain't verbatim. This is, you know, I'm paraphrasing here, but I just don't understand. And let me be clear, right? Let me make this clear.
Please be clear, because I already see how people gonna be mentioning or whatever. Yeah. First, love is love.
Love is love, man. Shout out to Puff. Shout out to Naima, too. Listen, love is love. I understand 100% about championing your significant other, whoever that may be. I'm team love. Love who loves you. Spread love to others, right? That's what I go by. That's how I live, right? So I'm not getting on him about having a white wife. Like, you know, if this is the person you choose to spend the rest of your life with, build with, peace to you, brother. Peace to y'all. I hope y'all continue to build a successful life together. However, this was nor the time nor the place for you to put that down like it was the big joker and like you were bragging about it, bro. Like, it's one thing for you to say to answer a question, if somebody in the audience was like, "Yo, ain't your wife white?" You like, "Yeah, I'm proud of, you know, I'm, yeah, that's my wife. I'm, that's my rock. She hold me down." You came out of nowhere with this, bro. Nobody asked you. Like,
yo, it was like he was low key to me, in my opinion. Again, I have the same sentiments you had. Love is love. I ain't got no problem with that. Like, let me just get that all the way out here.
Yes, let's be clear.
Like, be clear for the last time, the third time that this be mentioned on the show. We have no problem with the fact that his wife is white. Love is love. Love who you love and all that.
Yeah, shout out to Larson. Go ahead.
How my man said it was kind of just like, yo, I'm the first, this and the third. But to me, in my humble opinion, but when times get hot, don't y'all forget, okay?
Just remember,
I go to y'all cookouts too.
I eat casseroles too.
Hello, I like raisins in my potato salad. Ain't nothing wrong with that for me.
You know what I'm saying? Listen, I didn't get it, and to me, it came off very. And I tweeted this. It came off very all American season finale ish, like Billy Baker trying to get his family back type of. You know, yeah, I'm proud.
You know, he is.
You already know. Come on, you know that's good. I'm telling you right now, I need a piece of the residuals on this if they work this into the script, because I said this first. I'm sure I did.
Well, we're gonna find out. We're gonna find out on the 13th. They coming back.
They're gonna work it in there somehow, some way. But I'm with you. Like my thing about that is like, it came off like you was bragging, bro. Like, you know, and it's one thing to be proud of who you are, who you're with, who you're building a family with. It's quite another thing to kind of go like, nah, 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 nah. Like, that's how it came off to me. It was just unnecessary. And I think that was the general consensus, is that it was unnecessary. Nobody has a problem with who you love, bro. I can't tell you who to love. Like, that woman might get your jokes. She might understand you on a spiritual level that nobody ever has. And that's peace to you, peace to y'all. Just don't parade it around and, like, throw it in our face like that, because you just got done, especially on the heels of you saying you're the first black this and the fourth black that and this, that, and the third. And then you say, also, I'm proud that this and I'm proud at that. Like, come on, bro. That's not, like, come on. I don't know. It's just, like I said, unnecessary is the, you know, that's the general consensus on it, man. You know what I mean? So, my man Jerv is a Duke Blue Devil, so I know he really
gotcha. We'll be back next year, nice and strong. Yeah, don't even worry about it. Get off here.
So basically, what Jerv is telling y'all is, y'all see who been the good guys the whole time, because you see what those guys over there doing.
Come on, y'all, man. All we do is win the national championships. That's all we.
Yeah, y'all been shitting on Duke forever because of Christian
Duke Layton. Duke basketball. Let me just make Duke that basketball. Clear before everybody comes with all the other Duke basketball. I'm just a Duke basketball fan. That's all I am. Yeah.
No, that's facts. But yeah, man, that's I just wanted to, you know, I just want to say my piece on that. You know, but let's transition real quick to something more positive. You know, let's get on a brighter note. Jerv, what you listening to these days, or just period overall, when it comes to, like, whether it's a car ride with your kid, you cleaning the house, or you chilling with your kids, like, what music do you listen to? Just on the regular, do you have a regular set playlist you listen to with your kids?
My bad, I had to pause real quick. I had to pause real quick. Hey, say hey, Uncle Mari.
Hi.
She said hi, Uncle Mari.
Beautiful. Oh man. Oh,
say hi, Uncle Mari.
Hi, Uncle Mari.
Hi. Oh,
could you hear
her? Man, I heard her. That's perfect.
Oh, that's love.
Oh, that's love. Perfect. Oh man, I'm about to fucking melt, man. Oh my god. Oh man.
All right, my bad.
Oh, man, why would you do this, man? Oh my god.
What was I saying, bro?
Send me a Cash App, man. I gotta buy it. Oh my god. Damn, bro.
She know what she doing, bro. She know what she doing.
Bro, that girl is so beautiful, man. And I tell you this all the time, bro. Like, I text you when you post something in the morning. And I just send you some random, you know, text and just be like, man, that's a beautiful girl. Like, she, oh my god, dog. She just said hi, Uncle Mari, bro. Oh my god. Yeah. Bro, text me your Cash App after this is over with. But go ahead.
I got you. So for me, like, so basically, after these verses and all that type stuff, I usually end up with, like, documentaries, I usually end up rocking out to that said group or artist's music. So shout out to Trey, like I always say.
Always shout out to Trey.
He came up with the crazy Earth, Wind, and Fire and Isley Brothers playlist. So between that, the Bob Marley station on Sirius, I kind of just found that out, you know what I'm saying? So I've been rocking to that. But as far as like when I'm with my daughter, I pretty much, if it's like the standard car ride we take, I listen to the same three songs every time. I listen to Good Morning by Kanye. I listen to We Major by Kanye because that's like the Good Morning is like my introduction song to her, like the yo, you know what I mean? Good morning, you know, naturally. And then, you know, We Major is kind of like the yo, let you know what I mean? Let's make this a great day. Let's turn up a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, let's get hyped for the day. And then we end it with Jesus Walks.
Okay.
So like I listen to the same three songs with her every day. And I didn't do it on purpose, but after like peeping them, I kind of peeped that like subconsciously I had a message in everything that I was doing. So like, you know, whatever. So I mean, that's me, bro. Like that's me with her. And then, you know, I've been old school as far as just what's been in the rotation lately.
Okay. So for me, it's a little different because it's more of them. If I'm ever in a car ride with both my daughters, I'm putting on Beyonce, and they vibing out crazy. Like, they love Beyonce. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? Like, this mine does too, bro.
This is a very Beehive podcast. I just want everybody to know that. Like, first and foremost, like, I love Beyonce. That go without saying. So I'm vibing out when I'm with them, specifically as Beyonce. When I'm just with baby girl, she loves Wale's music. Because Wale has a lot of positive black girl music.
He does.
A lot of, you know, just like feel good music, you know, and I'll catch her singing it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. So
like, we'll be in the car driving and I'll catch her singing it, and she'll ask me to play a certain song. And I'm like, what you want to hear? And she'll say a line from it. And I'm like, oh, okay, got you. And I'll put that on, you know. So shout out to Wale. She went through this little period where she wanted to hear the Moana soundtrack every morning, right?
Okay.
And that Moana soundtrack is very much uplifting in the morning. It's very in the morning type of music. It's super fire. Like first of all, the movie is a classic. I just want to say that right now. I love that movie.
I agree.
that's real dad shit right there. And so that soundtrack is very, very fire, bro. Like, it's even my oldest. You know, like the I'm Shiny joint. Oh my God, like that. He went crazy on that song. First of all, bars. Like, that's, you like bars, you a fan of flossing and all that. Like, please, you know, tap into that.
Oh, Disney does a pretty solid job with their soundtracks. I'm gonna cut you off, but they pretty much good. Do. But go ahead.
Absolutely. And so with my son, now with my son, it's a little different. My son,
of course,
if you want to get my son's attention, go to whatever streaming service you subscribe to and type in Dr. Birds by Griselda and hit play. Because as soon as he hear that, he look up. I don't care what he's doing. If he's taking a bath, if he's eating, if he's on his tablet, he look up and see where it's coming from. And he look at you and he might hit you with the head nod like, yeah, all right. Like, that's because that's his song. That's his song. I play a lot of Griselda around him, really, mostly, you know what I'm saying? Because everybody know this, obviously. If you don't know this by now, I don't know where you've been. I'm a heavy Griselda fan. I'm listening to everything. I'm on Griselda SoundCloud. I'm listening to all their whole collection. You know what I'm saying? All that. So it varies. You know, it's different. It's, you know, so it's Beyonce, it's Wale, it's, you know, it's a healthy mix. You know, it's Griselda and all that. But yeah, I just thought that was a good question because I had these conversations with fellow parents and I just kind of like to know the mood or the vibe they like to set when it comes to their children.
I'm the same way at night. Like, I do the, when it's time to wind down, I hit it with the Brown Skin Girl.
Oh my God. Then
Brown Skin Girl. And then I transitioned to, John Mayer, Daughter.
John, oh man, listen, John Mayer.
Every time, bro.
People got thoughts about John Mayer. Listen, man.
Hey, man, listen.
I don't. John Mayer, music wise.
My daughter liked the song.
Music wise, John Mayer can do no wrong. There's not a bad John Mayer song that I've heard. You know, if you heard a bad John Mayer song, send it to me and I won't listen to it. Tell you that. But yeah, shout out to John Mayer. We used to also do Anita Baker heavy, Big. Like, this is Baby Girl. You know what I'm saying? I put Big on and she'll do the little bop. Like, you know, she know what it is. Anita Baker, that's my vibe right there. That's my late night trying to wind down.
That's everybody auntie right there, brother.
Yeah, that's exactly. Shout out to Anita. Yeah, man. So I just wanted to, you know, kind of touch on that. You know, and it's been sort of a roller coaster, man. We started off kind of crazy, and then, you know, we got the, oh my God, man, my heart still, I still got butterflies from Haven saying that, man. Oh God. Started about that again. Went to the music. Now we gotta get back into some filth. Depending on how you look at it, you know. Now I'm gonna say this, right? I was never a fan of this guy. I always respected him. I always respected him as a legend in his craft. He's a Hall of Famer. I will vote for him, and and that's that. But this week on Twitter, my current favorite rapper in the world stamped him. And I said, you know what? You go to my book now. Paul Pierce, clap it up for Paul Pierce, man. And I know a lot of people that have been following me since 09 on Twitter, they're going to be like, you so... Who? What? Who? Clap for who? Yes, I made amends with Chris Paul, and I made amends with Paul Pierce. Yes. Respect my growth. Don't judge me. Don't look at me funny like I changed. You know, I ain't come this far to stay the same and all that. Shout out to Hov. How do you feel about this, Jerv? I'll let you expound on this topic and all that.
So at first I thought it was a joke. Right, same. Like I was like, oh, that's not real. Somebody gassing this up, and then I was just like, oh wow, okay. My man's is he living?
Paul really all did right. that.
He really did that. I wouldn't have done that. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I wouldn't want to be around anyone that would have done that. But hey, man, that man is at his place in the world. And you know, I don't know where he at. I don't know Bull personally. I don't know what was going through his mind. But he was like, yo, this is what I'm doing. So then, and then he follows up with all the stuff. And then, you know what, bruh? I had a brief moment where I was just like, yo, I kind of fuck with Bull. And then I was just like, nah, he's still a Celtic to me. So, like, I can't fool with Bull. I'm not a fan. I'm not anything. You know what I'm saying? Like, and I mean, I feel like that should, like, where I'm at should just be respected.
Did he,
you
know what I'm saying? Gain a couple points in your book? Okay, so let me ask you this, right? How did you feel about him prior to this?
I couldn't stand his craft. I respect where he's at as far as being a great basketball player and how some rank him at this position, you know. Or some say he's the greatest this or the second greatest, whatever. Like, you know what I'm saying?
I think his footwork is up there. I think when it comes to
I'm just cool on Ball. Like, I'm just cool. Yeah. Like, I mean, it's all personal. Like, you know what I mean? It's just Sixer shit.
No, 100%. 1,000%. So now after this, is there any part of you that would – let me give you the scenario, right? You tell me how you respond to it. You at the bar, fully vaccinated. The world is opening up again. Obviously, because we safe over here.
Super safe.
You drinking. Yeah, you drinking. You got a round of shots. You look over Paul Pierce over there. He throw the toast up to you. How are you responding to that now? Post-scandal.
Post-scandal.
You want to call it a scandal, yeah. And, let's call it a scandal. Let's call it a scandal.
We all at the bar and we having a good time. He's not with me. He just see his vibe.
He over there. He saw you. He respected.
He just see his groove and he give us the.
Yeah, he respected your gangster. You and the homies, and he looked at y'all and was like, "Hey, salute." He threw the toast.
I would throw the toast up just because as a man, like, I'm just gonna give a man respect. You know what I mean? Like, I ain't idiotic, but like if Bull came over and started vibing with us. Like, I'd either A, have to let Bull know, like, yo, I'm just letting you know it's Sixers Nation over this joint. You know what I'm saying? Like, it is what it is. I'm not going to be rude to you. I feel like
y'all might bond over that, though.
Hey, listen, I probably not.
No, because probably I think not. That he will respect your fit. He seems like one of those guys because I watched his
Or he could say some slick shit, and then I'd just be like, damn, then I'm really cool on board. Like, maybe not him, but, like, you know, like 5 out of 10 celebs is going to say some slick shit.
Hey, chill out, bro.
And I just be like, oh, man, I can't fool with boy.
And depending on who you with, that might
oh, yeah, be different. Yeah. That might be different. I thought you meant it's just me. Okay.
No.
I feel you.
We ain't going to indict nobody.
No.
One day ago, Benny the Butcher said, Paul Pierce is that nigga. And for 1 second, I looked at Benny and I was like, what? And then I was like, I had the Alonzo Mourning moment where I was like, all right, cool. Because I had to separate, how I feel from, what's real, what's going on right now. And shout out to him, man. I heard a rumor. I don't know if it's true, but I heard he got offered some deal from Cam Soda, which I'm not familiar with Cam Soda. For like $250K to have like a basketball show with women, around him and stuff like that. So I don't know how much truth there is to that, but if he did, salute to him. I will say he gained some points in my book. He would still probably not be allowed in my house just because like we still got to iron out the details of this newfound, I guess, like level of respect for him. I always respected his game, but off the court, I don't know, bro. But he gained some points. I'll give him that. And they know me. They know that this is the big step in the right direction. So that's where I'm at with it.
Hey man, salute to you, man, for being a bigger man and showing growth. Just ain't got that.
Like
in
I
me.
Said, bro, because the thing is, if I left my house right now and I saw him at the grocery store, I would still look at him and see him in the Buzz Lightyear outfit or the frog costume, and I'd be like, yeah, you a sucker. But whatever though, we're not gonna dwell on the past. Shout out to Paul Pierce. we're gonna leave it there. Speaking of Benny the Butcher, we gotta talk plugs too. I don't think we talked plugs too yet, man. We've been talking about a bunch of other stuff that's going on in the world. We ain't really talked plugs too yet, man. Let's get to that. What was your first impression of it? Did you fuck with plugs one? And how do you feel about plugs two? It's a
I definitely fooled plugs one. I don't think this one's as good as plugs one. I think it's a solid project. I definitely bang with it. I'll tell you this. I haven't really revisited it like I would or like I have other Griselda members projects, including his own. I hate when they get on there. I hate when they all get on there. Yo, we not recording with each other right now. Like, that just bums me out. Cause they're at their best when they're all on a track together. It doesn't matter whom that person may have. Like Conway can have, he can have Meth on a track. Benny can have, Push on the track, whatever. Right. And they will hold their own. They'll do their thing. You know what I'm saying? But when they're all together, it's different.
Yeah, it's Spurs 3 or Cool G Rap or something like that.
It's like the Locks. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like no matter how thorough the Locks are when they do independent stuff, there's nothing like when they're all together on a track and they just flowing and they building off of each other and the track is just hot. I fool with the Fat Joe John. What's the John with? I think he got a John with French and 2 Chainz.
French and Jim Jones.
French and Jim Jones, John. You know what I'm saying? Like
he does have a song with 2 Chainz on there as well.
Yeah, I fool with the Chainz John. Like I said, I fool with the album. It's just it's not what I held the bar to for them. And my bar may be unfair. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But it's just not what I held the bar to. But at the same time, it's a solid project.
Yeah, no, I got you. And I think I've seen a lot of people who are like huge fans of Griselda share that same sentiment about the project. And I think is because of the production. Like, and no disrespect to Harry Fraud, it's just that when you used to hearing somebody over a certain sound, when you hear him over something different, like it took a lot of people a long time to warm up to Burden of Proof because it was a different sound. You know, it's more of a, like, it's bigger beats. It's more of like, I guess you would call it like commercial sounding beats. It's not the gritty, you can still hear it kind of unmixed beats that you get from like Derringer, the real, like the gritty shit that we love them for. But with that being said, I actually like love this tape. And I don't, maybe that's some of my bias creeping in because Benny's my favorite rapper. And I'm just listening to like what he's saying. And I'm kind of seeing his vision because I watch his interviews and I kind of understand like his vision for like where he's going with this. And just to kind of touch on about them not recording together, he kind of spoke to this as well. And it's like, they're all doing what they're supposed to do when it comes to a crew. Well, first of all, they're family, like they're blood family. You know what I'm saying? They're really related in real life. Second, once you get on, the object is to put other people on. Like when you listen to 50 Cent, 50 said, you know, I bought y'all Yayo and Banks and, you know, this guy, that guy. Where's the next guys? You know, so now when you look at Griselda, you look at West Side Gun, you look at Conway, you look at Benny. Benny has Ricky Hyde and Heen. Conway has his artist. Gun is doing everything else in fashion and, you know, everything related. So they're all doing what they have to do. And they'll come back to the table, I think, when the time is right. I think recently he had an interview on Bootleg Kev where he kind of alluded to that, where it's like sometimes they just don't want to bother the other one with that. Like, hey, come get on this, come get on this. It's like, nah, we really family. We really going just talking real life about some real life shit. So I don't even want to bother you with that. I see you got that going on. So this tape over here, like, obviously when you put the name on it, and this happens a lot with sequels and trilogies and stuff like that, when you call it the Plugs I Met, there's a certain standard you have to live up to whether you like it or not, fair or unfair. It's not the first one. Let me just get that out the way. It's not the first one at all. Sound-wise, nothing. It's not the first one. But if you just take this as its own project, I think it might sound better maybe if he didn't put that name on it, because a lot of people were expecting a certain type of sound that comes with it. I'll probably say right now my favorite song on here might be the Longevity joint, but then I switched back and forth between that and like Survivor's Remorse, Live By It. Like, it's my favorite song, changes daily. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's one of those type of projects where it's like I have a new favorite song every time I listen to it. It's something I can't take off repeat. When I first heard the intro, when Tony Met Zosa, I played the intro like 5 times, bro. I was at work. Like, I put work aside and was like, hold on.
That joint's fire.
He just said, what? Like, oh, you know, voices, you know, in my head telling me before the feds come, turn these breadcrumbs to a hedge fund. And I'm like, nah, hold on. Time out, man. Like, what are you talking about right now? Like, let me bring this back, because I don't think I was paying attention the first time. Like, that's, you know, I guess it's part of that too. Like, you would, and he's going on tour later this year, starting in Atlanta, just to throw it out there for everybody.
He definitely coming to Philly. I'm going to check that out.
Yeah, I bought my tickets last week on like Friday, I want to say. I got my tickets for like October 7th. He's going to be down here in Atlanta. So if tickets are still available, wherever you see, you know, those dates and you can make them, you know, check that out. But I like this tape. I like this tape a lot. He's going to drop again before the year is over with. He confirmed that on Bootleg Kev's podcast as well. He spoke about that and he was saying like he's going to drop again. So West Side Gun is going to drop this year. He confirmed it. We're going to get Hitler 8. Benny's dropping an untitled project at the moment. I don't know if it's going to be Tanner Talk 4. I don't know if it's going to be, you know, whatever it is, he's going to drop again. Conway, I'm sure, is going to drop. Conway drops all the time. Like, he just drops just randomly. So, yeah, look out for that, man. Griselda's definitely going to be busy this year, for sure. Now, let's get to these emails, bro. We got some emails in here, you know. A lot of people been sending emails through. Sorry we haven't got back to y'all in a timely fashion, but y'all been keeping up with the pod. Y'all know the direction we've been going in and all that. So I want to go back to my homegirl. Shout out to my homegirl, Alicia. Alicia held me down in Chicago, man. Alicia is like, listen, Alicia's clutch, bro. Love you, Alicia. I know you're listening to this right now. I love you. You know I love you. She says, first, congrats to you both. Thank you. Thank you, Alicia.
Thank you.
Great job on the podcast. Anyone who speaks on Oskino, I'm supporting. I'm not sure if Jerv watches current battle rap, but what are you guys' thoughts on the legend talk? Surf is obviously a legend. Sorry, I'm a little slurred. I'm drinking this Reposado real quick. Surf is, my bad. Surf is obviously a legend. I don't know why this was a topic of discussion. Any thoughts on Cassidy versus Hitman Holla? You know, she says, she also says this could have been kept in the chamber. She's not a fan of it. Possible Khan versus Ramnitti. I would like to see Khan come back just for like two battles and then have this battle. Appreciate you, gentlemen. Kind regards, Ace. Shout out to Alicia. So, Jerv, do you watch current battle rap first?
I do not watch as much current battle rap. I do see stuff. I do see the stuff that pops up on the gram, but like I'm not, But I'll tell you this.
Not active. Yeah.
To answer the Cassidy question, I know that Cass is nice everywhere. You know what I mean? Everybody's nice and everybody, you know, everybody can do this and a third. I just think Cassidy's probably one of the better battle rappers that I've seen just because I don't know. Like, I just, you know what I mean? Like, I just, like, introduction to him was battle rap. So, like, that's just what I know him for in the seat. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, so my answer would be Cassidy, you know what I mean? Damn it versus anybody. You know what I mean? But I understand that there's plenty of people that can get him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I feel you. He hasn't had such great showings since he came back to battle rap, I guess recently, within like the last, let's say like 3 to 4 years. I think that
I mean, he's old.
No, for sure. But still, Cass is still Cass. In his head, he still thinks that he's, you know, he's supposed to. It's, you know, I respect it. But he hasn't had such good showings. His most recent battle was his best performance. I will say that. And I think that if he can build on that, he'll be good moving forward. I'll give him that. So my thoughts on that battle is, from what I'm seeing, because I haven't had a chance to watch the entire battle yet, a lot of people were saying Hitman won that battle 2-1. Maybe, I guess you can debate 3-0, you know, whatever. But one of those rounds, I think people were giving to Cassidy like pretty straightforward, pretty clear.
Okay. So
I think that the next battle that Cassidy takes, his opponent is probably in trouble if he's not a top-tier guy, because I think Cassidy is learning, and he doesn't want to admit, but he's taking advice from people who Cassidy doesn't think he needs advice. You know what I'm saying? He's a successful guy. He's an arrogant guy, and he doesn't feel like that. So when she says the Khan versus Rem, to transition into the second part of it, the Khan Conceited versus Ramnitti, I do want to see Conceited versus Ramnitti. Ramnitti is probably – I think that he's a far better puncher than Conceited, and maybe Conceited laid the blueprint out for that. But Ramnitti took that and capitalized on it and took it to a whole different level. Like, he might be the best puncher in the game right now, just like punch for punch. Khan should take somebody else light before that, because I don't think he want to get back in those shark-infested waters with a guy like Ramnitti at all. Not just like right away. So yeah, those are my thoughts on that. Let's get to this other email. So we got another one from Jesse Dos Santos. Hey, Mari. Hey, Jerv. First off, I'm sending peace and blessings from Berlin, Germany. Oh!
Shout out to Germany.
Shout out to Berlin, Germany. I've been listening to Bomb since y'all reviewed If You're Reading This, It's Too Late by Drake back in 2015. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. Shout out to you. Funny enough, Reddit sent me there. Been rocking with the CTD movement ever since. Topic one, the reinvention of Pusha T. How smooth he transitioned from the clips to his solo was crazy. Which part of his career is more legendary, the clips run or his solo run? Let's tackle that one first. All right, what you think?
To me, it's the solo career. And I don't even think it's close. I think dude has put himself in that conversation of being one of the best, you know, whether you think he is the best or one of the best of his run, You know what I mean? And you see the maturation of his flow in his albums and his like subject matter, even though he's still talking about the same stuff, but I'm saying like he gets older with it. He's maturing with it, whatever. Like, you know, just to watch it all the way from the Clips days to all the way up here. And there's no slight on it, on the Clips days, because I think they're a super duper underrated group. You know what I mean? Like, I think people respect what they did, but I don't think people really really rank them on some like, yo, if you want to tell me that this is one of the best or a top whatever number, because I'm not even trying to let my brain wrap over, because I'd have to really think about that. Yeah. But a top whatever type of group, you know, they should be mentioned in those categories if they're not. So, but his solo run has been amazing, man. Yeah. Like I can't even front, nobody can front on it.
I agree. I think this is clear cut, a landslide. I think that his more legendary part of his career is his solo run, because when you're a part of a duo in rap, especially, a lot of people question, can you do it on your own? Because it's easy to go in there and record a verse when you know you got Malice as a cushion, because Malice is one of the best that we ever heard. You know what I mean? By far. So when you got Malice, you got Ab Live, and you got the production behind you, it's easy to just like kind of fade in the background and just do your 1-2 and you out. But when it's just you, it's different. And I think that Push has showed and proved. Like I said, I always say this, Darkest Before Dawn is a personal classic of mine. I think that
he's got multiple classics, bro.
Yeah, no, he absolutely he does. And I think that album in particular won't be appreciated, just like Daytona, until he's done. He's done. Daytona was like...
Daytona's special to me, yo. It was a well-put-together project.
I've been listening to rap my whole life. Daytona, it was refreshing. Like, it gave me chills listening to the beats, what he was saying, just his charisma, his cadence, his presence, everything. Because you question, like, damn, can he do this on his own? And it's like, yeah. You know, and we talked about it on last episode with Trey. Shout out to Trey. He's going to drop again this year. And he said he got Album of the Year, and I believe him. So, I think that's pretty clear cut. So his second topic is most believable rap era. In which era y'all believe rappers the most? He said I got 90s and the early 2010s. What do you think?
Believing them the most? I don't think it's any era that wins the believe them the most era. You tell me, because maybe I'm forgetting something.
I think the 90s might have been the most believable, because you had more people about.
You want to say the most believable, or I actually believe them? Like, what are you asking me?
It's okay. So here's the thing,
because that's different to me.
In which, so let's say you never believed any rapper, right?
Yeah.
Let's just say that. Which era do you think, if you had to look at it and say, I can kind of see that. Like, which era do you think was the most believable? And the reason why I say the 90s is because, like, I partly, I don't know. Wait, hold on. Maybe I gotta change that. I think
that's, it's different. Tough,
as you, I think it's different as you go to the regions, because, like, current Detroit rap, I think, is the most believable, because I'm from Detroit and I know that you can't rap about what you're not doing. They won't let you.
Right.
You can't. You won't. You will not survive if you're rapping about shit that you're not doing. Like, you're going to get exposed sooner or later. And not exposed in, like, the social media way. Exposed, like, people in the streets is going to really not listen to your music and support you, because they like, he's not really doing that. I know the guys that's really doing that. So
I'll give you late 90s. I'll give you late 90s.
Yeah, and I almost went 90s because I think that they were a little bit more, like, conscious, talking about, like, what's going on, as opposed to, like, projecting.
You know what? I'm gonna say it's damn near right now.
I wanted to say that. That's unfortunately, why I said right now, Detroit. Yeah, no, absolutely.
I think it's right now, just all over the board,
because we got social media and you can see it in real time. And
it's not even because the social media is real, but I feel like what people are rapping about, most of them are rapping about, whether it's stupid stuff or not, most of them are rapping about the life that they're living. Actually living. You know what I'm saying? Like the 90s and the 2000s, everybody was the toughest out. Everybody had the guns.
You're right.
Everybody had Poppy. Everybody, you know, remember, like when I was rapping,
right.
I had Poppy on speed dial, dog.
I had more bricks than AI on off night and all that. Yeah, so. But you know what? So I guess maybe my answer was a little bit misguided because believable and do I actually believe them? That was a good point that you brought up because believable was like we was heavy in the movies and shit like that in the 90s and it was like, oh yeah, he probably really, yeah, like I want to believe it because I like the image. But yeah, I'm inclined to agree with you because I think that present day Detroit rap obviously is my bias speaking, but you know, this is the most believable because it's like I know that this is going on. I have mutual friends with a lot of these new Detroit rappers like Babyface Ray, Iceware Vezo, a lot of these dudes. You know what I'm saying? Like, I have mutual friends who like, yeah, this is really what's going on. Or we over here right now. We doing this. And it's like, okay, yeah. I know that what he's talking about is real because I know somebody who I can call that can co-sign that. So I'll go with that. I'll go with that. Shout out to my man Neo, my man Dwight. So what's good, fellas? Just wanted to drop a line and say that I'm loving the new pod. Shout out to you, bro. Appreciate that. Y'all really tapped into a nice lane with this. And I will be locked in every week. For me, I know something is good when I'm wrapping up or getting close to the end and I say, damn, that's it. I want it more. And that's how I felt with your first two shows. Keep up the great work. Appreciate you, man. I appreciate that a lot, man. And that's my dog. Like that's my homeboy, like in real life. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the G's, man. Yo, he always tap in and check in and all that, man. My man, Jamal Shakur. Do you think if Loon never gets locked up and does heavy time, he could have went down as one of the greats? Also, his situation with Bad Boy went sour.
No.
Hold on. All right. Hold on. Also, his situation with Bad Boy went sour. In an interview, he said Puff kept trying to force him to do girl records. Keep up the good work with the podcast. It helps my work day go by faster. Listen, I love getting emails like this because you guys are really telling us that we're really affecting change in a positive way. Thank y'all for tuning in. No, I don't think Loon would have been one of the greats.
No.
He was cool. Yeah, he was.
Yes,
yeah.
He was cool. He
back was to cool. Jerv, original point, no.
he was cool. like he would have definitely had some stuff. I'd have been like, yo, I fooled with that. You know what I mean? He probably would have killed a couple of tracks, but I can't.
Yeah, he was cool. He was cool for Eric. Yeah, we can't do that.
One of the greatest. Nah, I can't just. I just can't give up.
Thanks, but shout out to you for listening for real, dog. Like, we appreciate that love. Jarvis Boyd says, "What's up, guys? This is a fluid big fan since Bomb. Appreciate you, bro. We always appreciate the OG listeners. My question is, what are the three? This is tough. What are the three Southern rap albums that you thought was going to be trash, but turned out to be the opposite?" I don't know if I thought.
That's a tough one.
Yes, it's a tough one. So I'll say this, right? I don't know if I ever went into listening to a Southern album thinking that it was going to be like trash. Yeah. I'll say this. Let's do this. Let's give our three dopest Southern albums. Yeah. I'm going to say Aquemini off the rip.
Yeah.
I think y'all was listening
that's
to
in,
the
that's in mine.
Y'all was listening to the Bomb episode when I went back and listened to that for the first time, like in real time and all that. Aquemini, I'm going to say, damn, son. I'm going to say 400 Degrees. Mm. I'm going to say 400 Degrees. And then I'm going to say T.I. Trap Music. For me, those are my three. This is not something that I'm willing to, if somebody else came with another three, like I'm sure Jerv got probably a different three. I wouldn't debate him on this, but that's just my three. So we're gonna flip the question a little bit.
For me, I'd say Aquemini for sure. I'd say Carter 2.
It's a tough one right here. Ooh, that third spot.
Where's I might go what's the Project Pat, John? Hold on.
To get Mr. Don't Play?
Mr. Don't Play, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. Yeah.
Which one had Blunts to My Lips? Is it that one?
I think so, yeah. Oh, that's like, God, that's one, yes. That's one of my favorite albums ever.
He was listening to 3-6 Heavy up there in Detroit, man, because I tell people all the time, in Detroit, we didn't have a dog in the fight when it came to East Coast, West Coast beef. So we was listening to East Coast, West Coast, Down South, all of that. And Project Pat, oh, my God.
I was in college at the time, bruh. I don't want to know when you where you was at. I just know I was in college at the time.
Just tell me what year it was.
This had to be 2002-ish.
If it was 2002, I was just starting high school. If it was 2001, I was in eighth grade.
Let me see. Hold on.
We're not going to let a week go
2001.
By.
It was 2001.
I was in eighth grade. I was probably passing a note to a girl in class or something like that. I'm pretty sure. But yeah, we're not going to let a week go by without reminding you how old I was during certain events. So yeah, appreciate that. Anthony Smith said, "What's good, Murray and Jerv? What's good, bro? What's up? It's always great to hear y'all chopping it up. The first two episodes, this is, like I said, these episodes is like, you know, these are emails is like way back. First two episodes have been outstanding. My question is, can each of you list your five favorite rappers of all time as well as your current five favorite?"
Favorite five all time in no particular order. Okay. Hov, Big, Kiss. This is my five favorite, right? This isn't five greatest, right? Okay. That's what he asked for. Five favorite, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, five favorite. Hov, yeah. Big, Kiss, Beans, and honestly, Push. Okay. I'm just be real Push, yeah. And then my five current, wow. I mean, well, shit, Push is still out, so Push. Drake, I fool with, you know what I mean? I talk my shit, but I definitely fool with Ball.
Yeah.
Drake. Conway. Conway. I want to say Benny too, to keep it all the way real. Benny, and he ain't put anything out in a while, man. But whenever he, I don't know if he considers still somebody out, but Action Bronson, whenever he puts shit out, like I always check for his stuff. So you know,
okay,
Bronson.
So my five favorite, obviously y'all know Lloyd Banks, Kiss. I'm gonna say A Mafia. For y'all that know Dipset like that, for real, A Mafia. I'm gonna say Al Doe. Shout out to the Bronx. Shout out to Joey. And then I'm gonna go with Mikey Rocks, Sir Michael Rocks. Like those are my five. Like just my favorite. Like my go-to favorites. My five favorite right now: ESTG, Polo G. I like Polo G a lot. Benny, of course, Conway, and I'm gonna say Rock Marciano. Like those are my five. Like right now, like if they drop something, I'm going to that right now. So we got time for one more. And again, so any of the emails we don't get to right now, we'll get to them next week. You know, we'll probably, you know, whatever, open the show with them, or we'll get to them at some point. So we got one more. Garrett Woodlock said, "You might have already discussed this, but who do you think is the best Griselda member and why? Everyone I've had this discussion with has a different answer or reason." So I'll start this one off. Jerv, you can finish it. I think that's an impossible question to answer because they all do something different and they all do it at an elite level. I think when it comes to music, Westside Gunn is number one. I think when it comes to just straight bars, Conway is number one. And I think when it comes to a mix of kind of both, Benny is there. Like, Benny has the projects that I'm going back to listening to the most. But if a freestyle drop, I'm probably listening to Conway's first. And if an album or a tape drop, I'm listening to Westside Gunn shit because he that's what he does. That's his lane. Music is his lane. So how you feel about that, Jerv?
I mean, I think Conway is I agree with you. He's the nicest bar wise in the group. West is like he's the most entertaining one to me. You know what I mean? And so like they all got their own lane. I think Benny has the biggest like he has the biggest star potential out of them all, like as far as how stars usually are in hip hop.
Exactly.
I feel like he has the biggest star potential. But I mean, if you're telling me I would have to pick one, I really wouldn't want to, but if I had to, I'd pick Conway.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not mad at that, man. You know, and again, listen, shout out to y'all for sending those emails in. Anybody's email that we didn't get to, we will get to soon. This is another episode of the Rap Names Podcast, man. You know, you can find us every Sunday. Check us on that bomb feed. Check us out everywhere. Everywhere you get your podcast, you know. Continue to rate, subscribe, review, tell a friend to tell a friend, all of that. Yeah, man, we out.
Yo, Rob.
Yo, Amin.
What's the biggest complaint I always have whenever we record these podcasts?
Besides Jerv being too sleepy, I think it's you forget to name a couple of things. You always want to talk about some extra stuff.
Oh, man. It's the worst feeling in the world. When we get done and we say cut and I'm sending the files to Rob and I say, shit, I forgot we were going to talk about this topic or that topic. Well, guess what? We're not going to have those problems anymore. If you go ahead and download the Stereo app. That's right. Go to stereo.com/DarthAmin and make sure you are linked and subscribe to us. And we're going to talk about all of the different things that I always forget about. This is a great app. Every time you guys are listening to this pod, you say, oh, I wish I could chime in. But you're listening to a pod. You can never chime in. It's pre-recorded. Guess what? With Stereo, you're able to have your voice heard. You can ask real-time questions about either the pod episode we recorded or whatever we're talking about at the time. It's great. It's a forum for you to listen to your favorite podcasters. That'll be me and yours truly, all at the Count the Things Network. And we're going to be out here. We're going to do this regularly, multiple times a week. Just hop on Stereo, download the app, subscribe, follow Darth Amin, follow Talk Hoops, follow Trayvon, follow Big Waz, all of us. You know who we are. You search for us on the Stereo app. You will find us and subscribe to us and be a part of these conversations real time. Have the ability to ask the questions that you want to ask. Stop us when we're on some bullshit, as we are frequently. And of course, catch some content that goes above and beyond what you listen to in the podcast you already love. Again, that is the Stereo app. And you can follow me, stereo.com/DarthAmin. You can look up everybody else by their handles. Their handles are all the same as what we have on social media. You can join us multiple times a week. I love Stereo. I'm on the app talking all the time. Follow me and get notified every time I go live.